I can't describe for you my feelings standing here on this calm summer evening in this beautiful setting, together with hundreds of faithful and devoted people gathered for the purpose of paying tribute and honor to marriage and family. Together we stand in awe and reverence with deep love for an unchangeable truth. Our motive in gathering is pure and honorable before God and these witnesses, in establishing a special day in Rhode Island recognizing the value and importance of men and women becoming husbands and wives, and husbands and wives becoming mothers and fathers. This transformation is as normal and natural as the sun rising in the east and setting in the west. It has always been and always will be the design drawn by the divine hand which has instructed mankind in the ways of wisdom, truth, and life. For those of us who are called, there is no other way. For those who are not called, there should be no other way, for the record of humanity bears strong witness to the excellency of this design. If I could, I would have this day become amongst the happiest moments of your life. It would be my wish that you would look into the eyes of your beloved with a renewed sense of appreciation, love, devotion, dedication, and purpose. I wish that I could call down divine providence to bless you and your families with his love and grace beyond measure. How gladly do I wish that our marriages would radiate and glow with such intensity that our children and grandchildren would be drawn to the beacon no matter what the culture chooses to throw in their path. For many years, through hardship and adversity, want and need, you have learned the lessons and meaning of marriage. Marriage reality is your testimony. You have not defined marriage, you have not shaped marriage, and you have not set its boundaries in place. Rather, marriage has defined you. It has shaped you, and it has set boundaries in your life in goodly places. And so it should be. We all choose to submit to marriage and should never seek to have marriage submit to us. Men, marriage has been good to you. And I'm not talking about your waistlines. You need your wife more than you may care to admit. She is your perfect helpmate, and you are incomplete without her. She has caused you to devote your greatest talents, energies, drive, and ambition into something much greater than yourself. The care, comfort, support, and love you have shown your wife are among the greatest treasure you will ever export from the mine where you labor on a daily basis. For God has said, love your wife. Marriage may have blessed you with children, and if so, they will forever bear the mark of your manly character, softly and gently embedded through years of faithful fatherhood. And make no mistake, you bear the mark of the daddy every time you watch your children choose to do that which is right. Men, through your marriage commitment, society has benefited immeasurably. The devotion you have shown to your wedding vows makes the world a better place, and God smiles this evening. Ladies, marriage has been good to you. It has completed you and provided you with a soulmate, even though he may not share his feelings as much as you'd like him to. Marriage has caused you to channel your feminine characteristics and traits, which so often overpower and overshadow the best that men have to offer, into a river of love and care for the man you are to honor and cherish. For God has said, women, honor your husbands. Even more so, marriage has driven your ability to nurture and care for the weak into the very life your marriage has produced, your children. There is no calling on earth greater than motherhood in marriage. And your children, which bear the mark of their father, also bear the mark of their mother. And make no mistake, you too bear the mark of the mommy every time you watch your children choose to do that which is right. forget and forgive each other's faults tonight. Let tears of joy wash every little spot and blemish off your marriage. They have no more business and no stronghold anymore on your life. They are now in the past. Today I desire that each of you feel new love and renewed hope. May it rush over you like the breeze coming off the bay. Children, witness your parents. Stand in awe of their strength, the power of their commitment, the triumph of self-sacrifice over self-centeredness, reason over emotion, and observe the power of prayer. See in your parents the blueprint for marriage and remember it for all your time, for it is good, holy, and excellent in every way. The struggles and misfortunes of this world will surely come our way, but in marriage, beautiful marriage, we will experience the most enduring and blissful moments known to man, heaven on earth. And so it should be, for it is the eternal plan. Family, you owe your survival and well-being to marriage. Due respect needs to be given for broken families, which face great hardships, but we know through perseverance and support from loved ones, the brokenhearted too shall thrive and reach a good place and find reward. That's what families do. They come together. They repair, build, support, and care for their families. And this too is very good. In a moment, you'll be asked to step forward to renew your wedding vows. When you hear the call of your faith, step forward. Look at your beloved. Look at your children. Glance at friends and families. Display your love for your spouse. Be forever grateful that you have enjoyed the privilege, the husband, the wife, of the woman and the man by your side. Together, you make a beautiful and remarkable couple, if I do say so myself. May God bless us all for remaining faithful to His plan, the truth.